If there is a voice to be heard, let it be the sound of thunder. This is the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070, The Answer. Give me
a bottle. George Strait.
Well, you nailed that fast.
What's that?
You nailed that one fast.
Dude, he's the king.
And your brother toured with him.
Yes.
Let me ask you this real quick. How did a guy from Philly end up on stage with a fiddle with George Strait?
My brother at 18 he's a classical violinist, right? And you can't make money as a classical violinist, real quick. So you can't make money as a classical violinist. And my brother's phenomenal. So my oldest brother, who was a musician, been on the road with Mariah Carey and everybody, said, "Hey, doofus, you need to like learn country music." So my middle brother, Big John, went down to Union Grove, North Carolina, to the World Championship Bluegrass Festival, came in fourth in the country. Right, you got this like this guy from Philly, and when he was there, he met Christy Lane. And remember Christy Lane?
Yeah,
Christy Lane offered him a job right there, and he was like 18 or 19 or something. He went on the road with Christy Lane, and then worked his way up from to Leon Russell, Johnny Lee, and Kathy Mattea, and then you work your way up, and then he became part of Reba's crew, and he became one of Reba's writers, and then he produced Linda Davis and wrote her stuff, and then he just started working his way up. And that's how you do it. But he went to Union Grove, North Carolina, to the World Championship Bluegrass Fiddle Championships or whatever it was. And he just loaded up his car and went down there as an 18, 19-year-old. And wow. That's what you got to do.
Well, I picked Unwound because I figured Robert Cossack could tell us how to keep your woman from becoming unwound.
Ain't that the truth? 8:36 every Friday since gosh knows when we've had our marriage segment, even though it was banned at the last place because it made some people uncomfortable. Mr. Cossack wrote the book Honor the Vow. He's got honorthevow.com. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Happy Friday, Sam.
Happy Friday. A marriage a coach. He's a deacon. You help with couples at the church, the whole nine yards. We didn't get our marriage segment in last week. I hope we didn't. Hope nobody got divorced or anything.
I hope not. I think it takes a couple more weeks. Takes a few more weeks. We still got a shot.
All right. What do we have? Let's see. I'll keep my stories out of it today because I want to get to your stuff. It says, sweat the small stuff. By the way, the marriage maintenance tips that Mr. Cossack writes, I post on our Facebook page at Sam Malone Show. Although Mr. Cossack notified me that I put it on the wrong Facebook page. But it's now on the show page. Normally, you should not sweat or stress over the small stuff. But when it comes to maintaining your marriage, it's all about the small stuff. Things like remembering to say I love you and noticing she got her hair done that day. Paying attention to the small stuff means you care about all of his or her stuff. Good point, Mr. Cossack.
Good stuff. I mean, it's what people tend to look at, especially if they're in a marriage that's, you know, maybe a 2 or 3 out of 10, and they're just freaking out. I kind of tell them, go back to the small stuff. Start noticing the little things. We talked about this before. It's called gold digging, not in a bad way, but it's looking for those little nuggets that you can pick up, because if someone comes up to you and they point out something exciting about you or new about you or some little nuance that maybe nobody else would notice, but someone who's close to you notices, you're going to be attracted to that.
Yeah, you know what really sucks? Because I'm always trying to keep an eye on my princess all the time. Like, she got her toes done, painted really bright orange one day. You're like, oh, you know, notice it. If you don't notice it.
Right? At your host.
And, right, at your host. But if somebody else of the opposite sex does.
Now yeah.
So let's say you got a hot wife, and you got your head so far up, you're busy. And another guy says, hey, is that, you know, nice new nail polish, or get your hair done. And you didn't notice?
Ooh, man, that's bad. You're hitting some slippery slopes there.
Better.
And vice versa. You're doing that at your office. You know, one of the tips that we'll do one of these weeks maybe is just the facts, ma'am. When you're dealing with people in the office, you don't mention new dresses. You don't mention hairstyles to other people in your office and stuff, because that is so dangerous. Because if their spouse isn't doing that and you are, woof.
Oh, so there's a woman at work. Let's say you're a guy. And you go, wow, nice hairdo or nice new dress or something, and then she goes, oh, my husband never notices that.
That's it. Yeah, you're heading down a really dangerous path, so never ever you just don't go there. If it isn't your spouse, you don't comment on them.
Well, the other thing is when you become a boss or the president of the company, you also know don't ever, which it's a whole nother story. We should get to that one day.
Yeah, a whole nother deal. But this one's important though. Yeah, this one's really important.
Focus on the little tiny things that your husband or wife is doing.
Sure. So let me give you a little example. A quick little example here. my wife always makes up the bed in the morning. I would leave it undone. I'm a lazy person. But she likes to, you know, the room nice and neat and all kind of stuff, which is a very systematic way that she does it, the way the pillows line up with the comfort, all that stuff. So she took her pillow and threw it across the bed one time when I was turning the bed down, and she always does my pillow first and then her pillow second. Well, she threw her pillow across the bed first, so her pillow was on top. Normally, we just pick that pillow up and put it on the floor, but I know that when she goes to make the bed up in the morning, she knows the pillow that's on the top of the stack is the one that goes on my side of the bed. The one on hers goes to her side of the bed. And so I reached over and grabbed my pillow first because that's the way I always do it. And she goes, I can't believe you noticed that. And I said, well, of course I noticed that because you have a very systematic way that you make the bed up, and I didn't want to mess you up tomorrow morning. That was a good night for me, by the way.
Hey!
It's the little stuff, right? Because I paid attention to what makes her click.
Absolutely.
And that's what you need to do. Something small like that, in which order you put the pillows down when you turn the bed down.
But a lot of guys, and it's the same thing with women, you know, they're equal opportunity offenders. They little tiny things like that, they don't get.
They don't.
You know, they just like, huh, oh, yeah, what? Oh, yeah, pillow? Yeah, whatever. Bro, focus on your wife before somebody else does.
But I'll tell you what, they'll notice the things that she does wrong, the little things she does wrong. Like, let's say, for instance, you walk into the bathroom and the toilet paper roll is empty. He'll notice that, or she'll notice that. He didn't replace it. That'll irritate her. Or how about toothpaste in the cap? There's some people just, you know, just sloppy. That'll drive some people nuts. So it's the little things. It's like if you think like a mosquito can't bother you, get into a tent, lock the tent down with just you and a mosquito all night long. See if that little mosquito irritates you all night.
Robert Kosick, honortheval.com. No, it's true. And listen, I love my princess more than anything. I've been the one preaching fidelity in the whole nine yards. When it comes to toilet paper, I just put it on the, I don't, what do you call, I just lay it on top of the empty spool. You know, I don't like take off the spool, take off the spring thing, put it in the middle. And it used to drive Denise crazy. And I think part of our love for each other is just to go, look, nothing, it ain't going to change, you know? And to this day, it'll be 24 years of marriage with that beautiful bride. I still put the toilet paper. I just put it on top of the empty spool. And she used to like, she's like, honey, seriously? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I wasn't thinking about it. Too busy reading Sports Illustrated. And then, so now she just will fix it. And she doesn't say anything.
Now what you need to do is pay attention to when the roll's getting low and put it on the roll.
No.
That'll be a good night. It'll be good. And point out, say, hey, I changed the roll. Still notice it. Of course, you'll be expecting it every time after that. So you got to be careful what little things you pay attention to because then it becomes your job.
Now, I'll tell you one thing. I did say to her, she's like, honey, do you think, I've asked you for all these years. And she says it with a smile and she's adorable. It's not an issue to fight over. And she says, honey, I've asked you for years. When you're done, you know, put the new roll. It takes 1 second to put the spring through. And I said, well, honey, if I change my routine, wouldn't you be suspicious that I was captured by Martians and turned into like a robot or something? So I'm just going to keep doing what I do. Love you too. Grab her butt and run away, you know.
Yeah, but here's the great point about all of that so people understand. It's not that she's just giving in and she's saying, forget it, I'm not changing. The difference is you guys have such a phenomenal marriage that that little thing, she's not sweating it.
She's not sweating it.
And deal,
that was one
right?
of your topics earlier, Mr. Kosick, yes. was about there were some things. I get ready to go out. We do a lot of black tie dinners. I get in my tux. I swear to you, from shower to end in 20-ish minutes, right? It's not a lot of work. The tux is sitting there. I just put it on. We go to dinner. It takes her about an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So I used to sit there and like tap my foot and look at my watch all the time. I love her. I dig her. She's not going to go any faster. She's not going to get that smoking hot figure in that tight little dress with the low cleavage any quicker if I go, don't you think we should leave now? So you know what I do? I don't put my jacket on. I don't put my shoes on. I'm in my tux. I sit on the sofa and watch TV. Ain't going to change.
Just relax. And that's because you got such a great, phenomenal, solid marriage. Ours is the same way. But I can tell you, if it's not there, these little things, they become major things. They shouldn't be, but people are like, oh, he does that again. Well, I'm out of here. I'm just so tired of it. Instead of it blowing it off, it becomes essential. As if you imagine yourself being totally sunburned really bad, and I come up and flick you on the arm, that's going to hurt. But if you're not sunburned and I flick you on the arm, no big deal. So if they're at a low-level marriage and things are really tough, it's like thinking of yourself being super sunburned. Everything is sensitive, yeah. So it's really important to maintain. It's maintenance, right? It's like on your car, you change the oil, you inflate the tires. You're doing maintenance in your marriage, and instead of the major repairs, focus on those little things, and you'll start healing that sunburn.
Amen to that. It's online on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show. And like I said, this talk is embraced by, Mr. Kosick, by so many people, mostly women. Mostly women. Number two thing about the show they love is the marriage segment.
Awesome.
It does make some uncomfortable. If it's making you uncomfortable, knock off what you're doing! stop it and focus on your wife or your husband, because there's a lot of fault. I was telling the stories earlier about the running around at the radio station.
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
Yep. And those are two different, those are four married people, like, you know, four marriages on the line, two couples screwing around. If you're screwing around, knock it the hell off now.
Yep, and pour that energy into doing that with your wife. And man, you'll just turn things around, little things. Change the toilet paper, clean the toothpaste tube.
Dude.
Notice when she gets her hair cut and you're well on your way to an 8 out of 10 marriage.
Tell her how hot she looks. You know, I'll tell you, even though I'm a pig, I love looking at my wife's top, and she's like, honey, my eyes are up here. I'm like, yeah, I know that. How you doing? And you know what? She feels sexy. She is sexy. And I dig it.
Yeah.
And focus on your husbands and wives. Grab your husband on the butt. See, Cossack won't say this because he's a church deacon. Grab your husband on the butt. Tell him out, whatever. Feel his bicep. Go, damn, look at you, man. Woo, woo, whoa, macho man, you know.
Telling you what, and if you're not and somebody else is, man, that's a bad deal. Bad deal. Because they'll get attracted to it. Just like guys, if they're not feeling respected and felt like the man of the house or the one that's the protector, which is what a guy's towards do, he'll go to where he can find it, whether that's becoming a workaholic or talking to the women outside of your house.
That's right.
It's addicting.
And also, if you're going out and having a picnic or a barbecue or dinner this weekend with other couples, prop your man up. Say something really great. Remember we had that conversation a couple months ago?
Oh, yeah, it's a big deal.
If you're all at a table and there's a barbecue and you're all sitting around with beers in your hands and talking about stuff, hey, slide it in there how great your husband is. Or slide it in there what a babe your wife is and how you dig her.
If he's been working out, saying, hey, have you noticed he's been working out? You notice he's been getting bigger, getting a little bit more hulkish? Man, he'll be at the gym 4 hours a day instead of two.
Now, remember, the other guys are going to jump in and diss what you say because they're not getting it from their wives.
That's right.
Outstanding.
Right. Give them something to want. Give them something to look forward to.
Online, our marriage segment tips from Mr. Cossack are up there. Sweat the small stuff. I like that. And it's from honorthevow.com and all the books and you've written, and it's up on the TV screen, honorthevow.com.
Awesome.
Mr. Cossack, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend with your lovely wife. Go enjoy yourself.
I am, and I'm going to stop by the store and pick up some toilet paper.
Yeah, listen, I do it, too, at Costco. I just don't put it on the spool, whatever the other thing's called.
Well, put it on the spool, and then we'll report back next week what happened. Or maybe not.
She's going to say, some Martians took my husband. Sam is
not
okay.
She'll like it, though.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a great weekend.
Talk to you, bro. Done deal. 8:47, going to the break.
LL Cool J, I Need Love.
This song I don't know. He's on for those you don't know about LL Cool J. He's on NCISLA or something.
Yes, he is.
And he does the Grammys or something on CBS or Oscars or Academy Awards.
And before he was acting, well, he acted in those videos. This is I Need Love, and it does talk about the small things. He wants to cuddle. He'll lay down his jacket so you can walk over a puddle.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know what LL Cool J stands for?
Yes, I do. Ladies love Cool James.
Love that. That is great. Back in a second. AIM 1070. The answer.
So, tell me how your tour is going.
Tour's doing good, you know what I'm saying? It's real successful, you know, we're selling a lot of tickets. It's real hectic, you know what I'm saying? Interviews, girls calling me all the time.
It's real crazy, man.